Penguin Audio presents The Rug Merchant by Meg Mullins. Read by Bill Camp. Usman Khan doesn't like tourists. It is June, though, and tourist season in New York, and as he double parks his van outside Mrs. Roberts' apartment building, they are everywhere, dressed in T-shirts and sandals, fancy cameras dangling from their necks. They run for awnings and bus stops as a hard rain begins to fall. Watching the chaos, Usman smiles. He holds a newspaper over his head and, nearly dry, makes his way through the crowd. Mrs. Roberts' maid comes to the door, letting Usman into the cool, dark apartment. The girl is young and squat and motions for Usman to follow her into the den. He has been here before and walks silently through the expansive apartment. In nearly every room there is a rug from his small showroom on Madison Avenue. They are comforting to him, each one reminding him of his wife. She is still in Tabriz, where she selects and commissions hand-knotted wool and silk carpets and woven kalim from the women in the bazaar and private workshops. Every month she ships two or three rugs to Usman with a note that reads, "Sell, sell, sell your wife, Farah." Last year, when Mrs. Roberts and her husband moved across the park, she commissioned Usman to cover all the floors in the new apartment. The job enabled Usman to absorb the increase in the rent for his shop and nearly double his inventory, but he never liked being in Mrs. Roberts' apartment, with its high, echoing ceilings and drafty, perfumed air. And she had not been easy to please. Usman must have hauled 2 dozen rugs into and out of the apartment after Mrs. Roberts had lived with them for a few days.